All right, you make the call is Jason Kelce. 13 years in the NFL, center for the Eagles, now is the king of tailgating, and is he an honorary member of the Bills Mafia after seeing him last night tailgating?
Oh, I think he's been a member since the first time he came to Orchard Park, and he was so excited. It's like he's been waiting years to tailgate with Bills Mafia. And yeah, sure, his brother was there to play, and that's why he was there. But yeah, the last time that he was in Orchard Park, he was officially a member. So I think that's where he got the Buffalo Bills water buffalo hat from.
Yeah, he looked great in it, plus Fred Flintstone wearing it. He looked like Bills Mafia last night, and he was representing well. And then they win, so they might ask him to come to all the games and tailgates.
Now, Bo, didn't you say you had a Fred Flintstone costume?
Yes.
I think you should dress up as Jason Kelce tailgating at the Bills game. So break out the Fred Flintstone costume
okay. And
the water buffalo hat.
All right, water buffalo hat I got to get. I don't have one of those yet.
They're like $200.
Okay, can I borrow somebody's?
Because I want
somebody's?
One really bad.
Can I borrow someone just for Halloween? I do have Fred Flintstone. You want to wear it tomorrow? I'll wear it tomorrow. All right, and maybe get a chicken wing around my neck too. I'm just saying. I agree. I'm with you 100%. I should not go as Fred Flintstone. No, I should go as Jason Kelce with the Fred Flintstone costume and the water buffalo hat and be Mr. Tailgating, Mr. Honorary Bills Mafia. And he did last night take a bowling ball shot. Did you catch that?
Did.
I did.
Yeah. Remember I did that for the first time last year?
Mm-hmm.
And what's so funny is my kids, who are all on the West Coast, are like, what's going on there? Do you guys just like carry bowling balls around and that's how you take shots? No, it's at the game. It's at the tailgate.
No, we all drink out of the same bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally not gross at all. I brought my own bowling ball, if you guys don't mind, because this is gross.
Are you good at keeping secrets? Do you sometimes ruin surprises? Because you gotta know. Kimberly just checked in from Greece saying, so me and the guy I'm dating, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's the right one. Yet, he's dropping hints about proposing. And I just happened to look in his underwear drawer, and there's a jewelry box there. She held off opening it, but she's thinking it might be the engagement ring there. So she's got a problem. She's asking for our help. Is that going to make it better?
Well, if
they're
she
on the rocks?
No.
Yeah.
It'll make it worse.
Yeah.
This should be the great part. This is the honeymoon phase. This is when you should still be, you know, all bubbly and flighty in love. If you're doubting it now, I ain't going to make it better.
Hope, if you were rummaging through your man's underwear drawer and you saw a jewelry box, could you not open it, or you'd have to go in and check it out?
Oh my God, I'd have to open it. Because what if you're thinking it's a ring? And then it's actually earrings.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of jewelry that could go into a tiny little jewelry box.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been snooping? Now, she claims she was just helping put underwear in there after the laundry.
That's not very smart of him to put it in there, then.
Yeah.
If he knows she's in there.
Yeah, I feel like we need a better hiding spot. Like, or if he's dropping hints, maybe he wanted her to find it.
Maybe. A lot of things going on there. Main thing is you two got to work each other out, or you got to move on. Next chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not feeling it, and then he's going for it.
He's not the one. You're not the one.
Yeah. What was the advice your mom gave you, which I thought was great advice?
My mom said, if you know you don't want to marry someone, break it off as soon as you can. She was like, now, if you don't know, like you're still figuring it out, that's one thing to stay together. But if you know for a fact you do not want to be with this person forever, you do not want to wake up next to this person every single day, break it off as soon as you can.
I think that's great advice. I honestly do. I mean, listen, cut your strings. If they're not the one, don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just want to have some fun for a while? You're not looking for anything that serious. What if you have a really good time with them, but they're just not husband material?
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, TJ. I think you should both put that out there. Hey, we're having fun. Let's just keep it fun. You know, Travis Kelce just said that in an interview with Taylor Smith. He's like, we're not talking about engagement. We're having fun. We're enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Y'all are putting all pressure on us for a time frame. We're enjoying each other. Let us just do that.
Yeah.
So, all right, Kimberly, I don't know if we helped there at all, but I don't know. Is he going to surprise her or not? What's in that box? And what if it's not for her? Maybe it's for his mom, right? She might be working herself all up for nothing.
She just needs to end it, though. Yeah. If she's already knows and it's escalated that much. And must be they're living together. I'm assuming you're living together if you're putting his underwear away in his drawer. So
yeah.
At least move out.
My my mother-in-law, when Celeste and I were dating and we decided to move in, she goes, so how long is this test drive going to be? Oh, interesting how you put it that way.
Mama J used to call it playing house.
Oh, playing house.
How long are you going to be playing house?
All right.
So isn't that funny?
We all have different sayings. What did your mom or dad call it when you moved in with someone? 585-252-WBEE. We tried to help Kimberly at your B-Morning Coffee Club. She says she thinks he's going to pop the question. He's giving out hints. There's a jewelry box in his underwear drawer. But she's like, I thought we were actually done. I was ready to move on.
Yeah, this texter says, my dad would have stopped talking to me. I stayed home until I was married.
Yeah, because then we brought up my mother-in-law, said, well, how long is this test drive going to be before we actually got married, living with my wife, Celeste?
And Mama J called it playing house.
Playing house.
Just so devalued anything. She was really good at, she is really good at that, I should say.
Also on the Donuts Light text line, I used to think the same way as her mom, but not realizing that everyone comes into her life for a reason. Don't end the chapter before you finish it.
I think they're talking about Hope's mom when she said, cut it off. Stop dating anyone that you already know aren't going to marry.
Yeah.
So this person used to think the same way, but then realized there's a reason. It's a chapter.
Do you think you cut off any of your relationships too early, not giving it a chance?
I don't think so. Okay. That would be because they didn't want to give me a longer chance.
Okay.
I'm usually the dumpy, not the dumper, in most of the long-term relationships that I've been in. So, but I have tried to give everyone a chance when I'm with somebody, thinking that it's going to be long-term. But on the flip side, you're wasting time with somebody. You could be starting the next chapter with somebody who is even better than you imagined.
And speaking of breakups, back in the day it was face-to-face. Sometimes you brought a friend along. You used to just do it face-to-face. Sometimes bring a friend, do it over the phone, breaking up. Mm. It's hard to do. It really is. But now AI, the new technology, could just send a text for you. Relationship over. Want things from apartment. Done. A little cold-hearted. Mm. There's no feelings behind it.
Oh, there's plenty of feeling behind it. I get what you're going for.
Yeah, just there's no fluff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's new. You could use that. Would you like that, Hope?
To be told that or to say that?
Okay, well, play both sides. Would you use that?
Here's the thing. Is it the less fluff that you use, the less room for interpretation? Because when you start saying like, oh, I'm just so busy, it's like, well, I'll make time, like, you know, I'll wake up earlier, I'll make the time for you. It's like, well, that's not.
So you like direct to the point, no fluff.
Yeah, because otherwise, if there's too much fluff in there, there's too much room for interpretation.
Okay, because Spring just sent us what she got. Hey, love, I hope you're doing okay. I wanted to talk to you about something that has been on my mind for a while now, and I believe it's important for both of us to address it. Our relationship has been filled with so many wonderful moments, and I've cherished the time we spent together. However, it's become apparent to me that we have some fundamental differences in our points of view that are starting to create a strain between us. You are going to do great things in your career, and I think it's best for you to focus on that. I really want us to be friends in the long run because I do have love for you, but it's best we end things. That's a lot of fluff there. Spring got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one would you prefer? Straight to the point or the fluff?
Well, it seems like the fluff would be easier to land on, right? When you're getting dumped.
Yeah.
Nice fluffy cushion. Oh, well, okay. Well, we could still be friends. I don't know. I'm terrible, though. I'm a big fan of ghosting, so I just
TJ.
I don't know what happened to the, I'll just never see you again.
I don't even know. I ain't got no time for AI. It's not time.
It's just, I just feel like, I don't know. That's the easiest way. Just don't see each other again.
Yeah.
Don't call each other again.
If you're going to shut the door, you might as well slam it.
All right, you make the call is Jason Kelce. 13 years in the NFL, center for the Eagles, now is the king of tailgating, and is he an honorary member of the Bills Mafia after seeing him last night tailgating?
Oh, I think he's been a member since the first time he came to Orchard Park, and he was so excited. It's like he's been waiting years to tailgate with Bills Mafia. And yeah, sure, his brother was there to play, and that's why he was there. But yeah, the last time that he was in Orchard Park, he was officially a member. So I think that's where he got the Buffalo Bills water buffalo hat from.
Yeah, he looked great in it, plus Fred Flintstone wearing it. He looked like Bills Mafia last night, and he was representing well. And then they win, so they might ask him to come to all the games and tailgates.
Now, Bo, didn't you say you had a Fred Flintstone costume?
Yes.
I think you should dress up as Jason Kelce tailgating at the Bills game. So break out the Fred Flintstone costume
okay. And
the water buffalo hat.
All right, water buffalo hat I got to get. I don't have one of those yet.
They're like $200.
Okay, can I borrow somebody's?
Because I want
somebody's?
One really bad.
Can I borrow someone just for Halloween? I do have Fred Flintstone. You want to wear it tomorrow? I'll wear it tomorrow. All right, and maybe get a chicken wing around my neck too. I'm just saying. I agree. I'm with you 100%. I should not go as Fred Flintstone. No, I should go as Jason Kelce with the Fred Flintstone costume and the water buffalo hat and be Mr. Tailgating, Mr. Honorary Bills Mafia. And he did last night take a bowling ball shot. Did you catch that?
Did.
Yeah. Remember I did that for the first time last year?
Mm-hmm.
And what's so funny is my kids who are all on the West Coast are like, what's going on there? Do you guys just like carry bowling balls around and that's how you take shots? No, it's at the game. It's at the tailgate.
No, we all drink out of the same bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally not gross at all. I brought my own bowling ball, if you guys don't mind, because this is gross.
Are you good at keeping secrets? Do you sometimes ruin surprises? Because you gotta know. Kimberly just checked in from Greece saying, so me and the guy I'm dating, I don't know. I'm not sure if he's the right one. Yet, he's dropping hints about proposing. And I just happened to look in his underwear drawer, and there's a jewelry box there. She held off opening it, but she's thinking it might be the engagement ring there. So she's got a problem. She's asking for our help. Is that going to make it better?
Well, if
they're
she
on the
does.
Rocks?
No.
Yeah.
It'll make it worse.
Yeah.
This should be the great part. This is the honeymoon phase. This is when you should still be, all bubbly and flighty in love. If you're doubting it now, I ain't going to make it better.
Hope, if you were rummaging through your man's underwear drawer and you saw a jewelry box, could you not open it or you'd have to go in and check it out?
Oh, my God. I'd have to open it. Because what if you're thinking it's a ring? And then it's actually earrings.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of jewelry that could go into a tiny little jewelry box.
Yeah, exactly. Have you been snooping? Now, she claims she was just helping put underwear in there after the laundry.
That's not very smart of him to put it in there, then.
Yeah.
If he knows she's in there.
Yeah, I feel like we need a better hiding spot. Or if he's dropping hints, maybe he wanted her to find it.
Maybe. A lot of things going on there. Main thing is you two got to work each other out or you got to move on. Next chapter.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not feeling it and then he's going for it.
He's not the one. Hoping, you're not the one.
Yeah. What was the advice your mom gave you, which I thought was great advice?
My mom said, if you know you don't want to marry someone, break it off as soon as you can. She was like, now, if you don't know, like you're still figuring it out, that's one thing to stay together. But if you know for a fact you do not want to be with this person forever, you do not want to wake up next to this person every single day, break it off as soon as you can.
I think that's great advice. I honestly do. I mean, listen, cut your strings. If they're not the one, don't settle.
Mm-hmm.
What if you just want to have some fun for a while? You're not looking for anything that serious. What if you have a really good time with them, but they're just not husband material?
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, TJ. I think you should both put that out there. Hey, we're having fun. Let's just keep it fun. You know, Travis Kelce just said that in an interview with Taylor Smith. He's like, we're not talking about engagement. We're having fun. We're enjoying each other.
Yeah.
Y'all are putting all pressure on us for a time frame. We're enjoying each other. Let us just do that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Kimberly, I don't know if we helped there at all, but I don't know. Is he going to surprise her or not? What's in that box? And what if it's not for her? Maybe it's for his mom, right? She might be working herself all up for nothing.
She just needs to end it, though. Yeah. If she already knows and it's escalated that much. And must be they're living together. I'm assuming you're living together if you're putting his underwear away in his drawer. So
yeah.
At least move out.
my mother-in-law, when Celeste and I were dating and we decided to move in, she goes, so how long is this test drive going to be? Oh, interesting how you put it that way.
Mama Jay used to call it playing house.
Oh, playing house.
How long are you going to be playing house?
All right.
So, isn't that funny?
We all have different sayings. What did your mom or dad call it when you moved in with someone? 585-252-WBEE. We tried to help Kimberly at the B-Morning Coffee Club. She says she thinks he's going to pop the question. He's giving out hints. There's a jewelry box in his underwear drawer. But she's like, I thought we were actually done. I was ready to move on.
Yeah, this texter says, my dad would have stopped talking to me. I stayed home until I was married.
Yeah, because then we brought up my mother-in-law, said, well, how long is this test drive going to be before we actually got married, living with my wife, Celeste?
And Mama Jay called it playing house.
Playing house.
Just so devalued anything. She is really good at that, I should say.
Also on the Donuts Light text line, I used to think the same way as her mom, but not realizing that everyone comes into her life for a reason. Don't end the chapter before you finish it.
I think they're talking about Hope's mom when she said, cut it off. Stop dating anyone that you already know aren't going to marry.
Yeah.
So this person used to think the same way, but then realized there's a reason. It's a chapter.
Do you think you cut off any of your relationships too early, not giving it a chance?
I don't think so. Okay. That would be because they didn't want to give me a longer chance.
Okay.
I'm usually the dumpy, not the dumper, in most of the long-term relationships that I've been in. So, but I have tried to give everyone a chance when I'm with somebody, thinking that it's going to be long-term. But on the flip side, you're wasting time with somebody. You could be starting the next chapter with somebody who is even better than you imagined.
And speaking of breakups, back in the day it was face-to-face. Sometimes you brought a friend along. You used to just do it face-to-face. Sometimes bring a friend, do it over the phone, breaking up. Mm. It's hard to do. It really is. But now AI, the new technology, could just send a text for you. Relationship over. Want things from apartment. Done. A little cold-hearted. Mm. There's no feelings behind it.
Oh, there's plenty of feeling behind it. I get what you're going for.
Yeah, just there's no fluff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's new. You could use that. Would you like that, Hope?
To be told that or to say that?
Okay. Well, play both sides. Would you use that?
Here's the thing. Is it the less fluff that you use, the less room for interpretation? Because when you start saying like, oh, I'm just so busy, like, well, I'll make time, like, you know, I'll wake up earlier, I'll make the time for you. It's like, well, that's not.
So you like direct to the point, no fluff.
Yeah, because otherwise, if there's too much fluff in there, there's too much room for interpretation.
Okay, because Spring just sent us what she got. Hey, love, I hope you're doing okay. I wanted to talk to you about something that has been on my mind for a while now, and I believe it's important for both of us to address it. Our relationship has been filled with so many wonderful moments, and I've cherished the time we spent together. However, it's become apparent to me that we have some fundamental differences in our points of view that are starting to create a strain between us. You are going to do great things in your career, and I think it's best for you to focus on that. I really want us to be friends in the long run because I do have love for you, but it's best we end things. That's a lot of fluff there. Spring got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one would you prefer? Straight to the point, or the fluff?
Well, it seems like the fluff would be easier to land on, right? When you're getting dumped.
Yeah.
Nice fluffy cushion. Oh, well, okay. Well, we could still be friends. I don't know. I'm terrible, though. I'm a big fan of ghosting, so I just...
TJ.
I don't know what happened to the... I'll just never see you again.
I don't even know. I ain't got no time for AI. I'll just ghost you.
It's not time. It's just... I just feel like... I don't know. That's the easiest way. Just don't see each other again.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna call each other again.
If you're going to shut the door, you might as well slam it.